We're almost there, Kate said, struggling to convey the complex idea to the horse. Although her gift allowed her to touch the minds of animals and to even influence their behavior, making them understand wasn't easy. Horses didn't think in words and ideas, but in images and feelings, a language much harder to speak in. Still, for a few seconds, she sensed something like relief from Pip. His steps a little lighter, his head a little higher. Then the road began to climb upward, and the horse fell out of the gallop into a trot. Kate resisted pushing him back into a run. Pip needed to catch his breath, and daylight still lingered, if only by a single brush stroke of pink on the sky ahead. Farhold can't be much farther, she hoped. They'd been in the hills that formed the city's eastern border for more than an hour now, but this was only her second time taking this route, and she couldn't be certain. The Marared route, with its lengthy distance and taxing pace, was reserved for veterans, and Kate had only just made 3 years as a relay rider for Farhold. Nevertheless, her instinct proved true. When they finally crested the hill, she spotted Farhold's towering stone wall less than a mile ahead. In the deepening darkness, the wardstones set in the embrasures at the top of the wall glowed bright as starlight.